The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From the Honda Center in Anaheim, the San Jose Sharks take on the Anaheim Ducks for only the third time this season and the final time this season. It's the second trip for the Sharks to this building. Back on October 22nd, they lost by the score of 3-1, and in their only game at the Shark Tank schedule for this year, they lost 2-0. But those games were a long time ago, and lots has changed for both of these clubs since then. The Sharks are coming off two of their most disappointing games of the year, a 6-1 home loss to the New York Rangers and an 8-1 loss in Los Angeles against the hard-charging Kings two nights ago. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky says that the team got away from their team structure in each of those contests, trying to chase it after falling behind. He says his team can't get caught up in doing that.
Yeah, we can't go rogue. You can't be selfish and cheat for the offensive side of the puck, especially, you know, when you're not scoring. That's what the human does, and that's what the hockey player does. So we have to battle that, and you know, the hockey gods usually reward you when you play on the defensive side of the puck. So you know, it's been a very clear message this morning. I think we're excited about this game and getting back on track.
Is this one of these situations where the team has to decide the way they want to be in the last 9 games? Warsofsky gave us some insight into that.
Maybe a little bit, but at the flip side of it, you know, we need some direction as well. We need to continue to compete, and we got 9 games left, and I understand our situation, but it is what it is. No one feels bad for us. So, you know, we got to continue to work and get better individually and collectively. And, you know, like we said to the group this morning, you know, this is the same lineup we had against Toronto when we played a really good hockey game. So we know we can do it. And I think when we have energy on our bench and we have the effort and we're structured, we give ourselves a chance. In the last 2 games, we haven't done that.
What does need to be done in the last 9 contests? Zach Ostapchuk's new to the team. He gave us some thoughts from his perspective.
I think we just got to build. I mean, I think we got to play teams hard. We're playing teams that are in the hunt, so every game is going to be tough. But I think we got to show that we can play with those teams, and it's going to help us for next year too.
It has been tough dealing with the losses, especially when you're used to winning a lot. Will Smith, who certainly came from a winning program at Boston College, talked about dealing with that disappointment and channeling it properly starting tonight.
My whole life I've been on teams with, you know, only 5 or 6 losses or something like that. So I hate to lose, but it's tough. We got a really young team, and I think next year it's going to be a huge step for us, you know, kind of take it in a more positive way. And I think this year we have more losses than we should have.
Because the Anaheim Ducks are in a state of rebuild that started a little bit earlier than the Sharks, you wonder if this is a measuring stick game tonight. I asked Ty Dellandrea that question.
I don't know if I would call it a measuring stick game. For me, I think it's just, you know, they've been playing good hockey. They, you know, they beat New York the other night in overtime. They've been playing good hockey against good hockey teams and competing. So we're going to have to show up tonight for sure.
And here's how Will Smith sees that topic.
We're not happy about the last two, and they were taking that personal. And tonight's a big game for us, you know, kind of. Show that we were embarrassed by those two and kind of pick it up.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment after these messages on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get San Jose Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
I myself am a bit of a hybrid. I like to couch surf, but I also like to surf. I'm a homebody, but I also love a good camping trip. So I drive a Toyota hybrid. With pickups, sedans, and crossovers, Toyota makes fuel-efficient hybrids for any lifestyle. Like the versatile RAV4 and its stylish looks and adventurous spirit. Or the comfortable, spacious Camry, now standard as a hybrid. Want that hybrid life? Go get it in a Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
There's no doubt that the Sharks have struggled the last couple of games, and they'll put their best effort forward to try to rectify that against their Anaheim rivals tonight. The one guy that has been putting the puck in the net is rookie Cam Lund. Only 3 games in the NHL since leaving Northeastern, and he has 2 goals already. His first one came against the Rangers on Saturday.
Up ice comes Graf with speed across the line, and he dropped it back. Shot Lund, score! Cam Lund's going to get his first National Hockey League goal on the power play, on a broken play with 2:14 left to break the shutout. That makes the score Rangers 6 and the Sharks 1, and for Cam Lund, a moment he'll never forget.
And the very next night against Los Angeles, in the midst of another tough loss, it was Lund who came up with the Sharks' lone goal.
Now it's sent toward the net. Out of the box, Lund starts to move it out with another man, Goodrow. Lund down the left, waits for some time. Crosses the line, drops it back, Ferraro. Moves to the circle, throws to the front of the net. Shot, score! Cam Lund is going to get his second career goal on the play. And the Sharks kid makes it happen, coming out of the penalty box. Wow, what a goal!
Anaheim head coach Greg Cronin certainly understands what Warsawski and the Sharks are going through, and he gave us his perspective from another rebuilding franchise.
Yeah, I mean, we had a similar situation last year, and we're a step forward in that process. You know, I look at it like I see the points that Smith and Celebrini get, okay? Like we didn't have anybody close to that last year. I mean, Leo was in that load management plan. He wasn't playing all the games. I know Celebrini was hurt earlier this year. But when I watch them play, the amount of skill they have, okay, and their speed and their quickness up front is really attractive, okay? Like, I don't know how, you know, I know Mike Greer well as well, and I don't know how, and I know Dougie Wade, and you know, he's in the management staff, and I know that group has got some really nice pieces there in terms of that's going to reflect a bright future for the Sharks. What they do with that in terms of adding, I can't speak to it, but I know if I'm looking at their team and I see those two guys in particular who are 20-year-old, and Celebrini is still 18, for God's sakes. I don't know how old Smith is, 19 or 20. Yeah, they're going to be stars in the league. You know, if you get two of those, two stars in that age in your organization, like, you've kind of hit the lottery, right? So, you know, I'm really curious how that all plays out over the next several years, but they've done a great job as an organization creating that blueprint offensively.
Anaheim lost 3-2 to Toronto on Sunday, and tonight's game is the first of 6 straight for Greg Cronin's team against Pacific Division opponents. Anaheim has 72 points, and they're 6th place in the Western Conference's Pacific Division. One of their hot players of late has been defenseman Jackson Lacombe, who has 5 goals and 19 assists in the team's last 32 games. His teammate Trevor Zegras says it's been an ongoing progression to excellence for Lacombe ever since training camp.
I think at training camp this year, we were like, wow, like, he is just unbelievable in all assets. Like, had the puck on his stick kind of the whole time and making plays, shooting in the rush and all that stuff. And then, I think it takes a little bit of time till you can, I guess, translate that to an NHL game and playing 27, 28 minutes a night like he does. And, I mean, the guy's just a machine. Like, you wouldn't even know he plays 28 minutes a night. And kind of, like, he reminds me a lot of, like, Cam Fowler, like, when he's out there and playing those big minutes, power play, penalty kill, hunting guys down, under sticks, hitting guys. Special player for sure.
Scott Hannon joins me with the broadcast tonight from the Honda Center. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific time with the Sharks and the Ducks. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.